Welcome to Midday Prayer for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, the 25th day of Lent. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. Benefits of worshiping the true God. But you, our God, are kind and true, patient and ruling all things in mercy. For even if we sin, we are yours, knowing your power, but we will not sin because we know that you acknowledge us as yours. For to know you is complete righteousness, and to know your power is the root of immortality. For neither has the evil intent of human art misled us, nor the fruitless toil of painters, a figure stained with varied colors, whose appearance arouses yearning in fools, so that they desire the lifeless form of a dead image. Lovers of evil things, and fit for such objects of hope, are those who either make or desire or worship them. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation, concerning which I have spoken, turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I intended to bring on it. And at another moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now, all of you, from your evil way and amend your ways and your doings. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word, thanks be to God. The Second Helvetic Confession, Chapter 1, continued. Inward illumination does not eliminate external preaching. For he that illuminates inwardly by giving men the Holy Spirit, the same one, by way of commandment, said unto his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And so, in Philippi, Paul preached the word outwardly to Lydia, a seller of purple goods, but the Lord inwardly opened the woman's heart. At the same time, Paul, after a beautiful development of his thought, in Romans 10:17, at length comes to the conclusion, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God by the preaching of Christ. At the same time, we recognize that God can illuminate whom and when he will, even without the external ministry, for that is in his power. But we speak of the usual way of instructing men, delivered unto us from God, both by commandment and examples. Heresies. We therefore detest all the heresies of Artemon, the Manichaeans, the Valentinians, of Curdon, and the Marcionites, who denied that the Scriptures proceeded from the Holy Spirit, or did not accept some parts of them, or interpolated and corrupted them. Apocrypha. And yet we do not conceal the fact that certain books of the Old Testament were by the ancient authors called apocryphal, and by others ecclesiastical, inasmuch as some would have them read in the churches, but not advanced as an authority from which the faith is to be established. As Augustine also, in his De Civitate Dei, Book 18, Chapter 38, remarks that, in the books of the kings, the names and books of certain prophets are cited, but he adds that they are not in the canon, and that those books which we have suffice unto godliness. A prayer of Desiderius Erasmus, circa 1466 to 1536. O Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, do not let us stray from you the way, nor to distrust you the truth, nor to rest in anything other than you the life. Amen. A prayer for those who have professed their faith and reaffirmed their baptism. Faithful God, in baptism you claimed us, and by your Spirit you are at work in our lives, empowering us to live a life worthy of our calling. We thank you for leading these people to this time and place of reaffirming the covenant you made with them in their baptism. Establish them in your truth and guide them by your Spirit, that, together with all your people, they may grow in faith, hope, and love, and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. God of compassion, we praise you that you look upon our frail lives with love and understanding, and that you desire for us all new life in Jesus Christ. We are overwhelmed by your love, which goes to the cross for us, endures the grave, and leads us to new life. By your Spirit, strengthen our souls to be brave and bold in Christ's service. Take the offering of our lives and use us for your purposes, in the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.